All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Richard Rush. And Richard, you've driven some vehicles. We always have something we're driving typically. And you've driven lately Lexus GX, am I correct?
You are correct. So a 2023 Lexus GX 460. And when we've driven this car obviously a few times before. And folks, for 2023, there's not a whole lot difference. Although we got to drive the Black Line Special Edition trim, Dad. I want to make sure I'm saying that correctly. Yeah, Black Line Special Edition. It's got a 360-degree camera system and a few other select features. But for the most part, it's kind of your honestly, the GX has been the same for I don't know how many years now. And it's one of the best things about it, but it's also one of maybe the worst things about it, right? In that it's not a very updated vehicle. And just something for folks to note, not that that's a bad thing. And again, some of you may get in that, because I know a lot of you actually get into some of these newer cars, Dad, and you hate all the buttons and you hate all the new features, and you know, it takes a bunch of getting used to. And
you'll love the GX then.
If you correct, right? The GXs of now and of old aren't that way, right?
No.
You know, they're a pretty tried and true system, and that you know they don't kind of do a whole lot to them, which is fine, right? Not a big deal one way or another. Just something that's interesting. But ultimately,
yeah, and really quick, Richard. Now I want to stop you for a moment there. I mean that's a big deal. You know, for a lot of folks, as long as it's got the basics of what they need, you know, nav, you know, CarPlay, some of those basic things, they don't want a lot of those other tricked out features, if you would. That's one thing that's nice about the GX. On the same token, you and I both know this, it's a little long in the tooth in that area, and it is something I think they need to focus on. But I will be the first to say, I don't think they need to go overboard on that when they do redesign it.
Well, and that's the thing, is I think that some of these companies go too crazy, right? And I will say this, what Toyota, Dad, which is Lexus, right, and what Lexus has done on, you know, what they did on the Tundra and the Sequoia, I think that those were really fun and fresh refreshes, right? And
I agree.
Think that they did a good job. They didn't go super crazy. And I think, obviously, because we know manufacturers do this, right, Dad, they take what's working in other vehicles and other models, and they put them into current models. And that's ultimately what they're going to do in this vehicle. Too. It's just a matter of when, right? At what point in time are they going to take care of this and do the refresh? There's lots of rumors out there. All we can speak to is the vehicle itself, Dad, which, like you just said, it works. There's nothing wrong with it. This is a vehicle, Dad, that you can get, and you can go many miles with it, right? Hundreds of thousands of miles on this vehicle, and you don't have to do too much to it. You know, I've talked about that several times.
Right.
Really, as long as you just kind of keep stuff in, you know, order, you know, do your basic maintenance, your oil changes, things of that nature. Obviously, there's other stuff that's going to inevitably come up. You're never going to get away from that. But ultimately, that it's a really good vehicle. It's, you know, it rides nice and high. You can see out of it. It's able to fit four full-size adults. I will say, Dad, and we've all known this for a long time, the third row of the GXs, not very big.
Right.
So if you're looking to put a full-size adult or someone else back there, don't, because you're not, outside of some kids.
It's kind of a temporary seat for a short trip if need be, and maybe, to your point, throw the kids back there. When you have it up, you don't end up with a lot of cargo space is the other issue.
Well, correct. You know, and it's even smaller cargo space than what you might get on a Chevy Tahoe, for example, right?
If you've
got the third row up and you've got less room. And a lot of people sometimes compare that, and it's not a fair comparison.
No,
right?
Thank you, Richard. They're not the same vehicle. That is correct.
But some people do that, right? They're like, oh, well, you know, no, they're not the same, folks. Maybe the bigger LX is, but even then, you can argue if that's a stretch or not, just because that's kind of such a special market. So this is a vehicle, Dad, if maybe you live on a dirt road, maybe you occasionally go there, maybe you want to do some camping or something like that, you could potentially pull some trailer. It is sluggish, right, that V8. They definitely need to put the new turbocharged engine, which I think they're well on their way to doing, because obviously they've been testing that out in the Tundras and the Sequoias, and so it's just a natural progression
right. That
they're going to get that, you know, over. But that's outside of that, Dad, I can't really complain. Again, it's a really nice car, tried and true, was nice to drive, wasn't anything over the top, but also wasn't underwhelming in any sense of the word. So encourage folks, if you're in the market, head out. I know, actually, Dad, I've seen some of these on the lot.
There's a few.
Not a lot of them, but there are a few on the lot, so encourage folks to get out, test drive it, get yourself in it, get your friends in it, get your family in it, and when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.